start here on a beautiful morning here in Washington, D.C. at the 2018 CUNA GAC with one of my favorite credit unions, Elevations Credit Union, Jay Chapman. How are you, Jay?
I'm great. Thank you, Mike.
I'm good. Very champion. Good. I'm sorry. Champion. What
it's
is a Chapman?
Right. It's okay. It's happened all my life. That's all right.
No. I want to get this right. I want to be accurate, Jay. All right. Jay Champion from Elevations Credit Union.
Thank you.
Welcome to the studio lounge. How are you?
Thank you, Mike. It's great to be here.
Sure.
It's been good. Yeah, we're really enjoying coming and interacting with our 4,000 plus fellow colleagues in the industry and movement, and we're happy to be here and telling the Elevation story, but also telling the larger credit union story, certainly to our lawmakers on Capitol Hill.
Tomorrow, that's the big day tomorrow for you guys.
Hiking the hill, got to wear comfortable shoes.
Oh, no doubt, no doubt.
Yeah, marble floors are no good for feet.
Do they allow tennis shoes or jogging shoes with suits over in the Capitol?
I don't know. I hear that's a trend. I see it happening around D.C. here.
I don't see why not. You know,
right.
If you're comfortable, then you can think better as opposed to thinking about your tired feet, you know?
So. Yeah.
Yeah. There's better things to think about than tired feet. So anyway, we digress. So what are your goals here? What are your expectations for the show, for the conference?
You know, we're working hard just to be sure that we tell the credit union story.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about the credit union difference and why there needs to be a role for our sector within the financial services landscape.
Mm-hmm.
I think CUNA says it best. It's the best choice for consumers. Financial services.
Sure.
We also find that it resonates with our community, with small businesses as well. And we're filling an important niche in that.
Mm-hmm.
And love to tell that story with our fellow credit unions and encourage them to do the same thing in their communities as well.
No doubt. And what do you want to take back? Is there anything here that in particular that you want to see and then take back to your credit union and implement right away? Or
yeah, we're big on learning. We're a big learning organization.
Mm-hmm.
And so anytime you can come and hear from lawmakers about where they see policy going, or you can come and hear from the breakout sessions
mm-hmm.
about future regulatory impact
mm-hmm.
and maybe even a prediction about the election, although
we're
not in the business of opining on that. But
not yet.
You know, I think it goes back and enriches our ability to serve our members
mm-hmm.
back in Boulder and the Front Range of Colorado.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love your creating because you guys are always doing something super proactive and just kind of, I hate the term out of the box, but it's out of the box. You know, you guys are like just really doing some unique different things, which really tells a unique story and makes you stand out from the rest of the financial institutions in your area, I assume. So that's kind of one of the reasons why you guys do such really cool things.
Yeah. You know, we're blessed across the Front Range of Colorado, and we go from Metro Denver all the way up to the border with Wyoming.
Oh, wow.
Now.
Do you? Okay.
Yeah, we just started expanding into Fort Collins a couple
okay.
of years ago. And we're blessed with an awesome membership and an amazing market.
Mm-hmm.
And our members are really, truly love the institution and refer us and recommend us
mm-hmm.
better, more often than our competitors. And so we've been able to leverage that into a lot of new innovative products
mm-hmm.
and services, starting with energy lending back in 2012 and our Branch 2.0 model, which is really more about consultations.
Mm-hmm.
And now we've just introduced a brand new suite of business banking products
mm-hmm.
and it's
mm-hmm.
resonating with our membership as well.
Can you expand on the business banking a little bit just to give folks out there an idea what you're doing?
Yeah, you bet. You know, we would love credit unions to know that we believe that their membership is also probably very receptive
mm-hmm.
to business banking products.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to be huge and say, well, I don't have a big enough balance sheet to do business banking because of the cap. With small business banking, which we've just introduced, a simple, clean, honest, and easy to understand, transparent set of products
mm-hmm.
really resonates with people that are in the market and that are members because
mm-hmm.
We're all about transparency and fair pricing as opposed to a very long fee schedule with an analysis account.
Yeah.
And it's really taken off. In the first 3 months, we've opened up about 500 accounts.
Wow.
Since we've
congratulations.
Deployed that.
Well done.
In this, and we've deployed a team of business bankers across
mm-hmm.
our footprint.
Mm-hmm.
So we're excited about it and happy to share that story with anybody that'd like to call us.
Yeah.
We're always open to hearing from and learning from our other
mm-hmm.
credit unions.
Mm-hmm. And that's the great thing about this industry is like, I mean, you can share that, you know, and then other people go, hey, well, that will spark an idea and we can put our twist on it, that type of thing. So that's the beauty of this industry. And from what I've been hearing, like going into late last year and coming into this year, is like collaboration is one of our biggest strengths. You know, it's how we can compete. We have to collaborate to compete, basically.
That's how we came up with our branch model
2.0 really?
In 2012 and 13. Is as we were investigating, what's that next branch of the future look like?
Mm-hmm.
We knew it needed to be more about consultation. And we actually reached out to two fellow credit unions in the industry and went and visited their locations. We didn't copy their model. Right. We learned from their model, we made a model which was our own. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we have to thank Wright Pack Credit Union and University Federal down in Austin. They helped us inform our journey. Mm-hmm. And we've also hosted probably close to a dozen to 15 other credit unions that come in and look at ours. As a matter of fact, one as recently as a couple weeks ago.
Wow.
And we don't mind if they're in adjacent markets or across the country. Mm-hmm. We just like the opportunity to exchange and learn from others.
It is infectious in a good way. So, wow, very cool. Yeah. So, kind of wrap up here, get you off the hot seat here and go in the exhibit hall there and have some fun.
Yeah.
What's your outlook on 2018, if you can get your crystal ball out? What do you see coming down the turnpike here?
We're very bullish on the future at Elevations in Northern Colorado, in our market. We just opened a new branch in Fort Collins. We'll be opening a second one, or third branch there in 2019. Mm-hmm. And we're hearing the same thing from our fellow credit unions here. The market's good. We're working hard with new innovative products and services. We're going to reach out more deeply to the Hispanic market in the next 12 to 24 months with a serious plan to address that niche. And looking forward to just continuing to leverage the successes we've had with our new branches and our new products.
Right on. That's a great message to end on. Jay, thank you so much.
Thank you, Mike.
Thanks for hanging out with us for a few minutes.
Appreciate it.
And shooting the breeze.
Thanks
a lot.
Well done.
Keep up the good work there. I mean, I love what you guys are doing.
Oh,
so
thank you very much.